for boys basketball in the state of Michigan this afternoon as the Ducks of Zeeland West take on the Raiders of North Farmington High School. My name is Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you this afternoon. The winner of this game will play for the state championship tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a 12 noon tip here at the Breslin. We've already got one semifinal winner today in Division I. The game concluded just a few minutes ago as Orchard Lake St. Mary, the current number one ranked team in Division I, absolutely crushed Ann Arbor Huron. The final in that one was 82-42. And if you want to draw a comparison of what type of game it was, if you were at the West Ottawa Clarkston game a few years ago in the Division I finals, it was kind of that kind of ball game as Orchard Lake St. Mary just could not miss anything, and very little went right for the River Rats of Ann Arbor Huron. So the Eaglets of Orchard Lake St. Mary, they're on to the final tomorrow, and now they get to sit and watch to see if Zeeland West or North Farmington will be their opponent. Now, these two teams have played each other already this year. They played in a showcase tournament event in Northville over in the suburbs of Detroit back in mid-December. North Farmington won that game by a score of 66-57, but North Farmington also has a loss against Grand Rapids Northview, a team that the Ducks beat in the regional round. So this should be a fun and entertaining contest for you this afternoon. Fans streaming into the Breslin Center, and we got a lot of green and gold in the house. There's not a lot of folks back in Zeeland as we anticipate bringing this game to you, and we can't bring it to you. We'll be back to preview this contest coming up after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450, WHTC and WHTC.com.
Is your mattress causing you to lose sleep? Fred the Mattress Man here to tell you about The Last Mattress. The Last Mattress is built to last, using stronger gauge pocketed coils with a 30% higher coil count and double the standard edge support of most other hybrid mattresses. But durability does not sacrifice comfort. The Last Mattress comes in three comfort levels, each with premium hand tufting, the pressure relieving support of Telele latex, and phase change materials for refreshing, temperature regulated sleep. The Last Mattress is built so well, the warranty is 2.5 times the industry standard for hybrid mattresses, and it's built to last right here in West Michigan. And with Fred the Mattress Man, it's still 50% less than you'd pay for the same quality mattress at those big name stores. With over 20 models in stock, including the Last Mattress, I make mattress shopping simple and with absolutely no pressure. I will never talk you into a mattress that isn't right for you or not in your budget. With over 100 five-star reviews on Google and Facebook, find me at fredthemattressman.com, where you'll never pay double for a mattress. Look me up at fredthemattressman.com and schedule your no pressure mattress appointment today.
Spring is in the air. No better time to nurture your body and give it the love it deserves. Nature's Market has 3 healthcare practitioners on staff to help you. They are certified and experienced in nutrition, supplements, and can offer a wide range of natural healing modalities. They will personalize a custom health protocol tailored to your specific needs, guiding your healing journey in various areas, such as nutrition, digestion, immunity, detoxification, cognitive health, sleep, inflammation, and much more. Our experts are educated and experienced and are passionate about your good health. They offer years of personal experience with the whole family. Call or come in Nature's Market today. You can also visit us at naturesmarketholland.com. That's naturesmarketholland.com. See you soon.
The Lakeshore turns to high school basketball on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome back to the Breslin Student Events Center at Michigan State University. The Zeeland West Ducks out on the court right now, so are the Raiders of North Farmington as we get set for this Division I semifinal game in the Michigan High School Boys Basketball Tournament. Well, as many of you know, before this tournament run, the Ducks had never won even so much as a district championship. But in this tournament, They have ripped off five consecutive wins to not only win their first district in school history, but their first regional and their first quarterfinal game in school history. Here's how they got here. It started in the district at West Ottawa. They beat the host Panthers rather handily, 66-35. They then followed that up with a district final victory over their next door neighbor, the Zealandese Chicks, by a score of 53-42 in that ball game. Balanced scoring for the Ducks, and that has been a common theme for the Ducks during this tournament run. Luke Baker led the way with 14 points. Orion Yant had 12, and Trenton Bullhouse had 12 for the Ducks. So Zealand West then went on to the regional at East Kentwood High School. In the semifinal, the Ducks outlasted Grand Rapids Northview by a score of 44-41 in a game that was not decided until the final 2 minutes of the ball game. It was 39-38 with 2:20 to play in the game. But then Merritt Aldrich, the Mr. Basketball finalist, Fred Trenton Bullhouse for a basket. Then Aldrich followed with a steal and climaxed it with a thunderous dunk for a five-point lead. And then Luke Baker, or rather Miles Steffen, tacked on a free throw in the final seconds for the win. They then went on to the regional final, and the Ducks held off a late charge by Forest Hills Central and beat the Rangers by a score of 56-51. The Ducks had an eight-point lead with 4 minutes to go. Forest Central cut the lead to two late, but then Trenton Bullhouse scored with just under a minute to play, and then Luke Baker hit two pressure free throws with 23.8 seconds left to seal the win. That sent them on to the quarterfinals in Grand Haven on Tuesday night against their conference rival, the Muskegon Big Reds. Of course, Muskegon beat the Ducks twice during the regular season. They were heavily favored going into this ballgame. But Zealand West jumped on the Big Reds early. They scored the first 6 points of the game. They would lead 31 of the 32 minutes of the game. At one point, late third quarter, the Ducks had a 17-point lead at 43-26. But then Muskegon stormed back using full court pressure, causing multiple turnovers, and they were able to capitalize on those turnovers and turn those into points. And Muskegon took the lead 52-51 on a rebound basket with 50 seconds remaining in the ballgame. So that left the Ducks with one possession. And they put the ball in the hands of Merritt Aldrich. Aldrich got the ball in the paint, and he dumped the ball. As Muskegon went to double on him, Aldrich, using his great basketball sense and vision, saw Orion Yant, a senior forward, wide open along the baseline, got him the basketball, and Yant scored on a reverse layup with 5.6 seconds remaining. That gave the Ducks a 53-52 lead, and a desperation half-court shot at the buzzer was off the mark, and the Ducks punched their ticket to be here this afternoon at the Breslin Center playing against North Farmington. And this is an experienced Ducks team. They will start five seniors this afternoon, and it's been pretty much the same starting five all season. Of course, you start with the All-Stater, Merritt Aldrich, who was a finalist for the Mr. Basketball Award. He finished fourth in the balloting. His AAU teammate, Darrell Brooks of Grand Rapids Catholic Central, won the award. But Merritt, you look at his numbers, and his numbers may not sound all that imposing, but he really is the guy who orchestrates everything on this team. He's a great rebounder, strong defensive player. During a lot of the game on Tuesday night, he was the guy bringing up the basketball against the pressure defense of Muskegon and did an excellent job handling that pressure of the Big Reds. And he's really the guy that makes this team go. So even though some of his scoring numbers aren't eye-popping, he certainly has been a big part of the reason, but he's not the only reason by any stretch of the imagination. You've got Luke Baker, another forward, who's been an excellent three-point shooter all season. He's averaging about 13 points a game on the season, and he's been big time in the tournament. Then you have Orion Yant, who has really stepped up his game in the tournament. And then you got the backcourt, Trent Bolhaus and Miles Steffen. Again, a pair of seniors. Steffen, a three-year starter. He's kind of the guy that, you know, he will play a physical brand of basketball as he brings the ball up court. And Bolhaus has done an excellent job all tournament long of handling pressure defenses. When they've needed guys to come in off the bench, well, Kai Anderson has stepped up big time. And Kai had a big game against Muskegon on Tuesday night as he knocked down a pair of three-pointers on back-to-back possessions in the second quarter that helped push the Ducks' lead to 31-17. He ended up with 10 points in the contest, and he's going to be, I think, a guy that could be an X factor for the Ducks this afternoon. So, Zeeland West 20-7 on the season. They were 10-4 in the OK Green, and they took on a lot of really good teams, including this North Farmington team. We'll talk a little bit more about that particular contest coming up in just a little bit. But among the teams the Ducks beat this season, well, they beat the defending Division I state champion Detroit Cass Tech, and did so rather handily by 19 points in a tournament during the holidays over in the Detroit area. So this team, I said this Tuesday night, they weren't scared to play Muskegon on Tuesday. They won't be scared to play North Farmington today. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about the North Farmington Raiders and how they got here, and we'll talk about that earlier meeting between the Ducks and the Raiders as we roll on with our pregame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450, WHTC and WHTC.com. And welcome back to the Breslin Center at Michigan State University. Today's opponent for the Zeeland West Ducks, the Raiders of North Farmington High School. They are 23-2 in the season. They are coached by Todd Negotian. Todd Negotian played his college basketball at Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids. In fact, he played on a national championship team with the Golden Eagles back in 1999 for Coach Kim Elders. And Coach Negotian has done a great job over the years in North Farmington. 209 wins. He's trying to get back to the state finals for the second time. He took North Farmington to the championship game back in 2016 in Division I. But his team came up short in a 69-49 loss to Gary Stevens' alma mater, the University of Detroit Jesuit. And the North Farmington team jogging off the court right now. Here's how North Farmington got here. In the district, they crushed Livonia Franklin 70-30 and Livonia Stevenson 58-27. Then in the regional, they beat Birmingham Grove 72-60. Then they pulled out a thriller in the regional final, defeating Warren De La Salle 54-53. Then in the quarterfinal, on Tuesday night at Callahan Hall at the University of Detroit Mercy, the Raiders defeated the Panthers of River Rouge, a traditional powerhouse, by a score of 62-51. It was close to the first three quarters. North Farmington had a 46-43 lead after three, but then put the game away in the fourth quarter by outscoring River Rouge 16-8. This is a very talented team, a very deep team. And you look at this team, you start with a young man by the name of Tyler Spratt. He's kind of a 6'5 combo point slash off guard. And against River Rouge on Tuesday night, Tyler Spratt had 25 points. He is going to be playing next season at Cleveland State University. But this is a very deep team as well. They have a guard named Landon Williams, 6'4 and a senior. He's going to be playing basketball next year at Niagara University, another D1 mid-major in New York. Then you got Dylan Smith, a 6'9 senior. He had 11 points against River Rouge on Tuesday. And Rob Smith, a junior guard, who had 13 against the Panthers. Now, these two teams played each other earlier this year in a tournament at Northville High School. It was the Northville Winter Showcase. And North Farmington won that game by a score of 66-57. But it was a hard-fought contest all the way. And Merritt Alderink had a great game for the Ducks in a losing cause as he scored 28 points, including 4 3-point baskets in the fourth quarter. Trenton Bullhouse had 12, and Luke Baker had 11. But the Raiders' only losses this season have come against Grand Rapids Northview, 57-51. And then West Bloomfield, a conference rival, 60-58. They finished first in the Oakland Athletics Association with an 11-1 record. And this is a team that really just plays terrific defense. They hold their opponents to an average of just 42 points a ball game. And you ought to see some of the scores they have won by. They beat Detroit Community 79-11. They beat Oak Park 64-21. They beat Reese Puffer, a team that tied for first in the OK Green with Muskegon and beat Zeeland West twice during the regular season. They beat the Rockets by a score of 47-28. And they beat Farmington 68-25. So they pride themselves on defense. The Ducks are going to have their hands full in terms of trying to solve the offense. The teams are retreating to their respective benches. We're going to have the introduction of the starting lineups momentarily. Let's take one final break and tell you that you're listening to high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450, WHTC and WHTC.com. The lights have been dimmed here at the Breslin Student Events Center. They're getting ready for the introduction of the starting lineups for this Division I semifinal game between the Ducks and the Raiders. Here are your lineups. First for North Farmington, coached by Todd Negotian in his 13th season, 209 wins, 73 losses. They'll send out Anna forward. Landon Williams, a 6'4" senior. He is headed to Niagara University next season. In the post, the big guy to keep an eye on, Dylan Smith, 6'9", a senior. In the backcourt, Rob Smith, a junior, number one. He's a 5'11" junior. Then you have Will McShera, a senior, 6'1". And then Tyler Spratt. The young man headed to Cleveland State next year. He had 25 against River Rouge on Tuesday. He's a 6'5 senior. For the Zeeland West Ducks, coached by David Klein, his 8th season, 102 wins, 73 losses. The win against Grand Rapids Northview was Coach Klein's 100th in his career. Starting in a forward, the hero of Tuesday's win against Muskegon, Orion Yant, a 6'5 senior. He's averaged 10.8 a game during the tournament. He'll be joined by Luke Baker, a 6'5 senior, who's headed to Hope College next year. Luke for the tournament, averaging just under 11 a ball game. Then you have the Mr. Basketball finalist, Merritt Aldering, 6'7 and a senior, headed to Indiana State next year to play for the Sycamores. He's averaging just over 13 for the tournament. In the backcourt, Trent Bullhouse, a 6'2 senior guard. And finally, Miles Steffen, a 6'3 senior guard, who is headed to Cornerstone University next season. The Ducks are the home team this afternoon. They're wearing the white jerseys with green letters and numbers. Merritt Aldering being introduced right now. Pumps fists with his coaches. He goes over. bumps fist with the officials and bumps the fist of Todd Nagosian, the North Farmington head coach. 66-57 was the first result of the first meeting back on December 16th. North Farmington won it. But the Ducks have an idea of what North Farmington can throw at them, and they've got the confidence, and they've been playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder all throughout this tournament. And Miles Steffen, the last Ducks player to be introduced. We got a ton of Zealanders here. A lot of them are wearing white shirts with green letters on the front saying Zealand West, Breslin bound. David Klein huddled with his team right at the edge of the Spartan Head logo. We're kind of up on a platform here, kind of offset, but we got a great vantage point to call this game for you. It'll be Merritt Aldering, jumping center for the Ducks. They'll work left to right across your radio dial. North Farmington, in a color scheme familiar to Ducks fans, brown and gold. That's the same color scheme of Zealand East. Dylan Smith will jump center against Merritt. The ball in the air, we are on! The Ducks win the opening tip. Miles Steffen with it. And we get an immediate turnover as North Farmington traps. Here come the Raiders with it. That's Landon Williams, now outside with it, Rob Smith. Back outside to Bechera, who hands it off to Williams. Williams at the Spartan Head logo, Trenton Bullhouse is on him. Ducks in a man-to-man. We've seen some zone on them on Tuesday night. Now top of the circle is Smith. That's Rob Smith. Now back out. North Farmington will be patient. Now with it is Williams. Williams works to his right. Williams outside to Rob Smith. Rob in the paint. Puts up a teardrop shot. He gets it to go. 2-0 North Farmington. We are just underway. Pressure put on by North Farmington. I had a chance to see North Farmington in a tournament last year at Aquinas, and they like to press and trap. Aldering's with it. He's doubled. Gets rid of it to Bullhouse. They get it to Yant. Pass goes through Yant's hands, and it's stolen by North Farmington. Coming front court is Tyler Spratt. They dump it down low to Dylan Smith. Smith works down low on Orion Yant. And now losing their footing, Luke Baker knocks the ball away. And that was Rob Smith. Rob a little slow getting up, but he's okay. We played a minute and a half, 2-0 North Farmington. Landon Williams with it at the Spartan logo. Luke Baker picks him up. They get it down low to Dylan Smith. Now on the outside, Ross Smith. They got five guys out on the perimeter right now. Back to Williams. North Farmington taking its time. I think the Ducks would like to prefer play a more up-tempo game. And now we're going to get a reach-in call on Trenton Bullhouse as he reached in on Landon Williams. That's the first foul of the game. North Farmington will inbound, baseline left. Long inbound will come all the way into the backcourt, and Will McShera will settle it down. Now Williams has it at the Spartan logo. Bullhouse on him. Over to McShera. Now left side Williams. Williams jumper from 17. No good. Merritt Aldering with the rebound. Aldering gives it up to Miles Steffen. Steffen works it across the timeline back to Aldering. They come to trap on Merritt. Baker over to Steffen. Now Bullhouse. Trent works right baseline. Sends it across. Luke Baker. Three ball. Corner pocket. No good. Rebounded by Landon Williams of North Farmington. 5:25 to go, first quarter. 2-0 North Farmington. Landon Williams has it against Bullhouse. Williams on the dribble. Bullhouse closing out on him. The Raiders spread the floor. Williams drives left of the lane, takes it to the basket, puts a wild shot up, no good. Rebound battle for Dylan Smith. Grabs it, sends it back outside. Tyler Spratt. Jumper just inside the three-point circle. He knocks it down. 4-0 North Farmington. Aldrich with it in the backcourt, works it across the timeline. Merritt's going to drive the lane, and Merritt draws the foul. That's going to be on Dylan Smith. So that's the first foul on North Farmington, and Merritt Aldrich will go to the foul line. He had 18 points on Tuesday. That's his high game in this tournament. Merritt's first free throw, no good off the front. Merritt, about a 73% foul shooter. Kai Anderson, who we told you might be an X factor in this ball game, checks in for Orion Yant. He had 10 off the bench Tuesday against Muskegon. Aldrich with one more free throw. Merritt, the left-hander, four-year starter, missed both free throws. Rebounded by Rob Smith of North Farmington. 4:35 to go, first quarter. 4-0 North Farmington. With it is Landon Williams. Williams, jumper from the top of the key, no good. Dylan Smith gets the offensive rebound. Dylan will work baseline to the basket, puts that up, no good. Kai Anderson fouled him. Now, Dylan Smith, 6'9", and he's got really long arms. And Aldrich is the tallest Ducks player at 6'7", but doesn't have quite the wingspan of Dylan Smith. Dylan Smith knocks down the free throw. He'll have one more. Yant will come in, and he'll check in for Trenton Bolhaus. So David Klein getting a little more height into the ball game. 4:22 remaining, first quarter. Dylan Smith with one more free throw. Second free throw, no good. Yant with the rebound. 5-0 North Farmington. Baker with it, up ahead to Aldrich, now to Yant as they're working across the timeline. Yant has the ball poked away from behind, and it's stolen. Here comes Williams with it, kicks it outside. Spratt, deep three, off the back, no good. Rob Smith with the offensive board, and he'll back it out. Landon Williams with it, left side. Over to Avi Meltzer, who just checked into the ballgame. And a three-pointer by Tyler Spratt is good. And David Klein is going to take a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. 4:10 remaining first quarter. They've not gone up with the point total. Okay, they actually gave Zeeland West 2 points. That should be North Farmington's 2 points. So they ruled that a two by Spratt. It's 7-0 North Farmington. We'd like to tell you that the broadcast of this afternoon's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. The North Farmington jumping out to the early lead. Miles Steffen gets the inbounds pass, being pressured by Meltzer. Over to Anderson, back to Steffen. Miles will work it across the timeline. They trap on, they get it down low to Aldrich. Aldrich feeds a slashing Luke Baker. Luke slashes to the hole and has a layup on the left-hand side. The Ducks are on the board. 7-2, 3:50 left, first quarter. With it in the front court is Tyler Spratt. Spratt, deep three, no good. Kai Anderson skies for the board. Now, first time the North Farmington has rushed a shot. Steffen has in the backcourt against Rob Smith. Up ahead to Aldrich. They trap on Merritt. Over to Luke Baker. Back outside to Steffen. Steffen feeds to Ryan Yant underneath. Ryan puts it up and in. Good ball movement by the Ducks there. Yant put it up and in off the feed from Steffen. So the Ducks have responded. 7-4 North Farmington. 3:15 to go, first quarter. Meltzer will try a three from the top of the circle. No. Rebound, Miles Steffen. Steffen will dribble it up himself. Across to Anderson. Kai works it across. Back to Steffen. Steffen to Anderson. Down low to Aldrich. Merritt at the left elbow. Luke Baker. Three ball. Corner pocket. We're tied. Luke Baker with a three-pointer. And just like that, the Ducks respond with seven straight. We're tied at seven. And now Stephen has a steal. Stephen's got a breakaway. Stephen will lay it up. No good. He's fouled from behind. Miles Stephen took the ball away from Rob Smith, took it the length of the court. He was fouled from behind. So Miles Stephen with a chance to give the Ducks the lead. Miles Stephen takes a deep breath. Free throw on the way, left it short. That foul was on Rob Smith, his first. Second team foul of the quarter on North Farmington. Will McShera back in for the Raiders. Stephen with one more free throw. That one's good. And the Ducks lead it 8-7 after being down 7-0 early. Here comes Landon Williams with it for North Farmington. Bolhouse there to pick him up in front court. Now to Spratt. Spratt drives. Shot blocked by Kai Anderson. Ball loose on the floor. Spratt comes up with it. Back outside to Rob Smith, and the Raiders will reset. Williams at the Spartan head logo. Luke Baker out on him. Williams over to McShera, right side. 28 feet from the basket. Now to Spratt. Down to Williams, left side. And Williams will back out toward half court. Williams works right, under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Bolhouse is fronting Dylan Smith down low, and now we get a whistle. And Ryan Yant's going to have to check out of the ballgame. I think he might have like some type of equipment or maybe blood on the jersey issue or something. And .151 to go here in the first quarter. 8-7 Zeeland West. North Farmington scored the first 7 points of this game. The Ducks have responded with 8 in a row. Landon Williams with it over to Rob Smith, left side. Puts up a teardrop shot. No good. Dylan Smith had his shot blocked by Ulrich, but Smith first went over the back of Kaya Anderson, who had inside position. Ball knocked out of bounds on the block by Alderick. That was an emphatic block by Alderick. Landon Williams' three-point try. He got it. That's Williams' first basket, and North Farmington regains the lead 10-8. 1:25 to go, first quarter. Ducks get it across the timeline. Aldrich trapped in half court to Stephen. Luke Baker, corner shot for three. Rattles in and out, no good. That was the same spot where he hit a three a moment ago. Here comes Williams with it. Over to Rob Smith. Cross-court feed. Three-point shot by DJ Morgan, who just checked in the ball game, and he got it. So North Farmington with a pair of three-pointers, and they're back up 5-13-8. Less than a minute to go, first quarter. Kai Anderson slashes toward the basket. Anderson puts it up, no good. Aldrich tip! Check that, that's Luke Baker tipped it up and in, and we get a foul. I have no idea how Luke Baker got that tip in. And he was fouled. I think that was Dylan Smith on the foul. Check that. They gave it to Tyler Spratt. Trey Slothock has checked in for the Ducks, the junior backup guard. Luke Baker with 7 early points so far for the Ducks. He can cut the lead to 2 with this free throw. Ducks 1 out of 4 from the line early on. Baker deep crouch in the air through the bottom. 13-11 North Farmington. 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. Landon Williams with it against Trey Slodock. Williams, left side, gives it to Rob Smith. Back to Landon Williams, fakes a three, pulls up from the baseline, got it, from 15 feet away. 15-11 North Farmington. Under 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Anderson with it back court. Anderson gives it up to Stephen. Again, North Farmington trying to trap. Back to Anderson, up ahead to Baker, now to Stephen. 15 seconds. And Miles Steffen threw it away. He was trying to get the ball to Baker on the wing, and he threw it into the North Farmington bench. Landon Williams comes front court. North Farmington will likely take the last shot of the quarter. And we're going to get a foul on Trey Slodok as Williams went to slash toward the basket. That's only team foul number 3 on the Ducks. 7.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Vinny Lee, a 6'4 senior, will check in for North Farmington for Dylan Smith. The Raiders will have it in the front court. Inbounds to Landon Williams. Down to 6, down to 5. Williams lost the basketball. Ball loose on the floor. Williams picks it up, and Williams just kind of heaves the ball toward the basket to nobody in particular. End of the first quarter here at the Breslin Center. North Farmington 15, Zeeland West 11. You're listening to high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And welcome back to the Breslin Student Events Center. 15-11, North Farmington leading Zeeland West after one quarter. I'm looking at my score sheet and then compare it to the scoreboard. They've got Luke Baker with 5. I have him with 8. Okay, Miles Steffen had the other 3-pointer, so they gave that to Steffen, and I had Baker credited for that one. So, be that as it may, for North Farmington, Landon Williams has 5, Tyler Spratt has 4. North Farmington will have it to start the second quarter. The Ducks will start Alderink, Steffen, Yant, Baker, and Bullhaus to start the second quarter. Landon Williams gets the inbounds pass. North Farmington closed out the first quarter on an 8-3 run after the Ducks grabbed an 8-7 lead. Ducks have gone to a zone. We saw this against Muskegon Tuesday night. 3-point shot by Spratt is no good. Rebound Merritt Aldering. Up ahead to Trenton Bullhaus. Bullhaus back to Aldering. Aldering's pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Zeeland West. Aldering did not score in the first quarter. He did have a couple of rebounds and a couple of assists. Bullhaus to inbound. It gets it to Miles Steffen. Back outside to Bullhaus. Now to Luke Baker. They trap him in the corner. Cross court to Aldering. Now to Yant, right of the lane. Yant works on Dylan Smith. Back outside to Steffen. Steffen airmails it across to Aldering. Aldering slashes toward the basket. Puts a runner up. No good. Tipped by Merritt. No good. Rebound Dylan Smith for North Farmington. 7:15 to go, first half. Landon Williams. He's the orchestrator of this team. He controls the tempo. They work on the perimeter on the outside. Williams has it left side. He'll try a 3-pointer. No good. Rebound Dylan Smith. Raiders will reset. Now Williams with it. Williams, cross court to Rob Smith. Back outside to DJ Morgan. Morgan at the Spartan head logo. Now to Smith. Rob Smith for 3. No good. Orion Yant skies for the rebound. Here comes Steffen. Over to Bullhaus. Bullhaus back across to Steffen. And Miles works it across the timeline. 6:25 to go, first half. Ducks with it down by 4. Bullhaus to Yant. Back outside to Steffen. Miles has a wide open look. He missed it. Rebound battle for, and we get a foul on the floor as Luke Baker got knocked to the deck. And I think that's going to be on Landon Williams. First team foul of the quarter against North Farmington. Ducks to inbound baseline right. Long inbounds comes to Bullhaus. Over to Baker in the corner. Back outside to Steffen. Steffen to Bullhaus, left side. Back outside to Miles. Steffen on the dribble. He'll back it out. Now Baker. They trap on Luke. Over to Bowlhouse. Back to Miles. Now Baker left side. Cross court to Bowlhouse. Over to Aldrich right corner. Merritt right corner. Three. No good. He still hasn't scored yet. And we get a foul. And I think this is going to go against the Ducks. I think Luke Baker got the foul. First foul of the quarter against Zeeland West. We've not had any points yet here in the second quarter. 15-11 North Farmington. 5:49 to go in the first half. Winner to play Orchard Lake St. Mary tomorrow for the state championship. Williams with it front court to Morgan. Back outside to Williams. Back to Morgan. Back to Landon Williams. Landon top of the circle. Ducks still in that zone defense. Robinson works along the left baseline. Puts the shot up. Saw a little bit of opening. Put it up and in. 17-11 North Farmington. 5:25 to go, first half. Stephan with it, front court. Up ahead to Aldrich. Merritt's going to drive the lane, and Merritt got fouled. Now, Merritt's going to go full throttle regardless of the outcome or whether he's going good or not good. And he's going to go to the line. Aldrich missed a pair of free throws earlier in this ball game. First free throw, he got that one. That's his first point. Merritt headed to Indiana State next season. And he won't be the only Zealander down there. Adam Berghorst, who's a Zealand East grad, plays on the baseball team at Indiana State. And he'll be joined next season by Jeff Agar, the former Zealand East player who's been playing at Lansing Community College. Aldrich misses the second. 17-12 North Farmington. 5:05 to go, first half. With it is Ross Smith at the Spartan head logo. Over to Dylan Smith, left side. Back outside to Williams, to Rob Smith. Ball knocked loose by Stephan. That was nearly a turnover there. Williams has it near half court. North Farmington showing great patience. Williams trying to get his team to move a little bit. They swing it around. Williams has it left side against Luke Baker. Williams to the free throw line outside Dylan Smith. Jumping from the left elbow. Short. Rebound battle for. Still battle for. And Trenton Bullhouse comes up with it for the Ducks. Stephan up ahead to Kai Anderson, who just checked back into the ballgame. Bullhouse to Stephan right side. They trap on Miles. Back outside to Stephan. And now Kai Anderson is fouled as he put the ball on the deck. I think this is going to go on DJ Morgan. That's team foul number three on North Farmington here. Bowlhouse gets the inbounds pass. Just over 4 minutes to go, first half. 17-12, the Ducks trail it. Miles Stephan, trapped. Has the ball knocked loose, but retrieved by Bowlhouse. Bowlhouse to Stephan. Now to Luke Baker. Luke for three. He got it! Luke Baker, the three ball! And the Ducks within two, 17-15. 3:44 to go, first half. Baker with eight. Landon Williams with it front court for North Farmington. Baker jumps out on him. Williams takes it in. Pulls up from 12 feet away. No good. Miles Stephan goes high for the rebound. Well, the Ducks can tie it here or take the lead. They work it in the front court. Merritt Aldering. And Merritt is fouled. That's going to be team foul number four on North Farmington. I didn't see who they called it on. 3:18 to go. Orion Yant is back in the ballgame for the Ducks. That last foul was on DJ Morgan, his second. He and Rob Smith each with two fouls for the Raiders. Bolhaus with it to Yant. Yant drives the lane. Yant puts it up. Oh, it rattled in and out. Yant had an opening, thought he had a basket, and it rattled out on him. Under 3 minutes to go, first half. 17-15 North Farmington. Ron Smith with left side, dumps it down low to Spratt. Back to Smith. They reverse it around. With it in the corner is Meltzer. They're daring him to shoot. He won't. Now Ross Smith penetrates, puts up a runner. No good. Kai Anderson had the rebound. Lost it, but then Yan had it ahead and poked away. Here's a jumper by Spratt, no good. Followed by Spratt. Hangs on the rim, no good. Baker with the rebound. Up ahead to Bolhaus. 2:25 to go first half. They trap on Bolhaus and they took it away. Landon Williams comes up court. Williams tries to feed across, and we're going to get a Zealand West foul. That's on Kai Anderson. That'll be his second. North Farmington will inbound underneath. 2:18 left first half. Low scoring game. 17-15 North Farmington. 14 fouls against North Farmington. The Ducks with two. Miles Steffen comes in for Kai Anderson. And now we're going to get a 30-second timeout. 2:18 remaining first half. North Farmington 17 and Zealand West 15. The love of the game draws us to sports as players, coaches, spectators, and officials. For officials, it's a way to stay in the game they once played, to feel the thrill of putting on the uniform, stepping onto the playing surface, hustling to make the call, and building the relationships which can only be built in sports. If you still have that love for the game, we always need new officials. Register now at MHSAA.com. As a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Luke Baker with 8 points to lead the Ducks so far. Landon Williams with five to lead North Farmington. The Raiders will have it underneath. Coming up at the half, we'll have MHSA this week with John Ross. Long inbounds, comes outside to Rob Smith, and Ron Smith plays traffic cop. He tries to get his players into position. Landon Williams, now Spratt with it. Spratt right elbow. Spratt puts it up. Bounces about four times on the rim, no good, but the rebound is tapped back out to North Farmington. Driving along the baseline, Dylan Smith feeds Spratt. Spratt puts it up. Knocked over by Luke Baker. Oh, they call a blocking foul on Luke. Baker was in good position there. But he was inside the half circle. I don't know if that influenced the call or not. So Tyler Spratt with a pair of free throws. He has 4 points so far in the contest. He had 25 against River Rouge on Tuesday. Spratt's first free throw is good. Luke Baker just picked up his second foul on that blocking call. And he'll come out. Orion Yant back in. Will McShera is back in for North Farmington. 1:56 to go first half, 18-15 North Farmington. Spratt with one more free throw. And he got them both. 19-15 Raiders. And North Farmington going to that trap again. The 2-2-1 look, Bolhaus ahead to Yant. Yant back outside to Steffen. Miles penetrates over to Barrett Ulrich. Merritt tries to feed Yant underneath. Intercepted by Spratt. Here comes Landon Williams with it. Over to Spratt. Spratt's going to take a deep three and nail it. Nobody picked Tyler Spratt up, and Tyler says, I'll take that. And it's a 7-point North Farmington lead that matches their largest, 22-15. Bolhaus trapped in half court, and we're going to get a foul call on North Farmington, much to the chagrin of Todd Negotian. Trenton Bolhaus will have a couple of free throws with 1:18 remaining in this first half. North Farmington 3 out of 4 so far. Zeeland West 2 out of 6. Bullhouse's first one off the back of the iron, no good. The Ducks have not helped themselves at the line tonight. Avi Meltzer back in the ballgame for North Farmington. Second one is good. That's Bullhouse's first point. 22-16 North Farmington. Rob Smith has in the front court, leaves it outside for Meltzer. Now to Williams. Just over a minute to play first half. Meltzer gets it to Spratt. Spratt, top of the circle. Spratt, step back three-pointer. He got it. A triple from the top for Tyler Spratt, and all of a sudden he's got a dozen. 25-16 at North Farmington. 48 seconds left in that. Bullhouse trapped at half court, and David Klein will take a timeout. 46.2 seconds left, the North Farmington fans. And let's just say there are considerably fewer North Farmington fans here than there are Zeeland West fans here. 25-16, North Farmington in the lead. Health concerns in high school sports go beyond physical injuries. The mental well-being of our young people is a hotter topic than ever before. The Michigan High School Athletic Association website has resources to help adults and students recognize potential problems and deal with them in a positive way. You can learn more about these mental health resources on the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Well, today is the Division I and II semifinals. After this one, we have the Division II semifinals. Flint Powers plays Warren Lincoln in one semifinal, while the Eagles of Grand Rapids Christian will play the Bulldogs of Chelsea in the other. Trenton Bullhouse has it front court. Three-point shot by Luke Baker. No good. Miles Steffen for three, and he got it! Big basket for the Ducks that time. 25-19. 28 seconds to go in the half. Landon Williams has it in the front court on the dribble. We expect North Farmington to play for the last shot. Williams has it at the Spartan head logo, down to 12 seconds. Trenton Bullhouse closes out on him. Dylan Smith comes to set a screen, down to 7, down to 6. Williams jumping from the top of the key, no good off the bat. Dylan Smith put back, good. And that's the end of the first half here at the Breslin Student Events Center. It is the Raiders of North Farmington, 27, and the Zeeland West Ducks, 19. Taking a quick look at the scoring for the Ducks. Luke Baker with 8, Miles Steffen with 7. For North Farmington, Tyler Spratt has a dozen. We're going to take this break, and coming up next, it's MHSA This Week with John Ross of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and then we'll have the second half for you of this Division I boys basketball semifinal game from the Breslin Events Center at Michigan State University. You're listening to high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450, WHTC and WHTC.com. Producer Hayden Baker. This is Greg Chandler here at the Breslin Student Events Center at Michigan State University. Just about ready to get the second half underway. The Ducks with work to do. They're down by 8, 27-19. But remember, they were down 11 earlier in this tournament against Forest Hills Central and came back to win that ball game. But Merritt Aldrich's going to have to get going in the second half. He has had 1 point so far, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. So he's not been much of a factor so far. Luke Baker with 8. Miles Steffen with 7 for the Ducks. 12 points for Tyler Spratt for North Farmington. And Landon Williams has 5. And rebounding edge 16-13 for North Farmington in the first half. 10 of those rebounds were on the offensive glass. And Dylan Smith had 7 of those rebounds. Ducks have it, and Luke Baker turns it over to start the second half. Here comes Landon Williams with it for the brown and gold-clad North Farmington Raiders. Williams outside to Spratt. Spratt jumper from the left elbow. It's good. Yeah, Spratt's got it going on right now. He's got 14, and North Farmington has its largest lead. 29-19, the Raiders with the lead. Marin Aldrich has in the backcourt. Again, North Farmington with that trapping defense. Bolhaus trapped just past half court. They're able to work through it. Yant has it back outside to Bolhaus. Now to Miles Steffen. Steffen cross court to Baker. Bolhaus being swarmed on. Gets rid of it to Miles Steffen. Miles open 3 off the back. No good. Baker with the offensive rebound. Feeds Steffen cutting down the lane. Steffen gets knocked down. No whistle. Steffen got flattened by Dylan Smith and didn't call anything. Goodness gracious. How's that not a foul? With it is Landon Williams. Williams jumper, fadeaway, 15-footer. Oh, my good, that's a sweet shot. 31-19 North Farmington. Here's Bolhaus in the backcourt, up ahead to Steffen. Steffen to Merritt Aldering. Now to Luke Baker, left corner. Cross court to Bolhaus. Yant. Bolhaus. Bolhaus down the lane. Puts it in off the glass and 1. Little give and go that time, and Trenton Bolhaus will have a 3-point play opportunity. Great feed by Orion Yant that time. Foul on Landon Williams. Bolhaus' free throw, no good. Yant gets the offensive rebound, put back by Yant, no good. Yant's second try, he's fouled. Great work on the offensive glass by Yant that time. Dylan Smith got the personal for North Farmington. Orion Yant at the foul line. He had 12 points on Tuesday, including the game winner against Muskegon. He makes the first free throw. Ducks were only 4 out of 9 from the line in the first half, while North Farmington was 3 out of 4. Yant makes both free throws. The Ducks cut the lead to 8. 31-23, 6:15 to go in the third. Williams in the front court to McShera. McShera leaves it outside for Williams. Williams, 17-footer. Oh, swish. So Landon Williams starting to find the range. 33-23 North Farmington. 5:50 left third quarter. Steffen to Aldrin, back to Miles. Miles works it across the timeline. They trap on Steffen. Steffen to Bolhaus. Bolhaus to Luke Baker, and Luke has the ball go right through his hands out of bounds. That's turnover number 9 for the Ducks. North Farmington has committed 1 turnover so far. That's a huge stat. We can see the stat numbers up on the video scoreboard at the end of the gym here. Tyler Spratt, foul line jumper off the assist from Landon Williams, and Tyler Spratt's now got 16. 35-23 North Farmington, 5:10 to go third quarter. Aldrin with it front court. They double on him. They get rid of it to Steffen. Now Luke Baker. Luke for 3. In and out, no good. Followed by Bolhaus. No. Trent gets the offensive rebound. Baker down the lane. Has a shot blocked. Bolhaus gets the rebound, and he's fouled. Avi Meltzer back in the ball game. Baker outside to Aldring. They reverse it to Bullhouse. Trenton for three. It's short. Rebounded by Tyler Spratt. He'll give it up to Landon Williams. 4:40 left, third quarter, 35-23. Spratt, deep three left side, short. Baker with the rebound for the Ducks, and he's fouled by, oh, whoa! They called a held ball. Rob Smith reached in. I thought that was a foul. And the possession arrow goes to North Farmington. Tyler Spratt gets the inbounds feed, and he puts it up and in. And David Klein senses this one starting to slip away a little bit. We get a timeout. This will be a full timeout. 4:30 to go, third quarter. It is North Farmington, 37, Zeeland West, 23. Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game, making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right. Game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. Log on to MHSAA.com to register. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Well, North Farmington has outscored the Ducks 10-4 to start the second half. They've got their biggest lead of the game. Tyler Spratt with 18 for the Raiders. Landon Williams has 9. Ducks will have the basketball. Alderink with it in the backcourt. Over to Steffen. Back to Merritt. Merritt across the timeline. They double on him. Back to Steffen. Steffen to Kai Anderson, who's now in the ballgame. Bullhouse outside. Steffen. Miles for three off the back. No good. Alderink had the rebound. Lost it. Now Merritt gets on the floor. And we get a whistle. Hell ball. Possession arrow favors Zeeland West. Miles Steffen will inbound it. 4:08 to go here in the third quarter. Long inbounds comes outside to Luke Baker. Baker, cross court to Steffen, backs outside to Aldering. Over to Steffen, back to Aldering. Over to Miles' right side, they get it to Bullhouse, and we get a reach-in call. That might be on Rob Smith. It is, and that's his third. And that puts North Farmington over the limit. That's their 15th foul. Trenton Bolas will have two free throws. He's 1 out of 2 from the stripe today. First free throw, no good. The Ducks have just struggled today at the line. DJ Morgan back in for North Farmington, replacing Rob Smith. Bullhouse's second free throw. That one's good. That's his fourth point. 37-24, North Farmington. 3:50 left, third quarter. Landon Williams with it front court to Meltzer. Back to Williams. Not a Morgan, back to Williams, top of the circle. Meltzer's got a wide open look, right side for three, and he nailed it. Avi Meltzer with a three ball, that's his first bucket of the game. 40-24, North Farmington. 3:25 left in the third. Bullhouse to Kai Anderson, and Kai Anderson says, whatever you can three, I can three better. That's Kai's first basket, 40-27. 3 minutes to go in the third here at the Breslin Center in this state semifinal. Landon Williams over Melter, another open three. That one's no good. Dylan Smith, offensive rebound, muscles it up and in, and one. Kai Anderson got whistled for the foul. And again, that was just a case of Dylan Smith using his superior height. That's his first basket of the game, but he's gotten a ton of rebounds today. Free throw is no good. Smith unofficially with 9 rebounds. 42-27, North Farmington. Bowlhouse in the front court, outside to Miles Steffen. Miles for 3, no good. Long rebound, Tyler Spratt. And Spratt will dribble it up himself. Spratt to Morgan in the front court. Back to Spratt at the edge of the Spartan Head logo. Luke Baker's on him. Now Dylan Smith left side. Landon Williams, left elbow jumper, no good. Steffen has the rebound. All deuces on the clock here in the third. All to Brink, to Bowlhouse, now to Steffen. Pass intercepted by Landon Williams. It seems like there's like 7 guys out there on the court for North Farmington. They got such length, and they take up so much space. They really make it so difficult for you to get in your flow offensively. Here's Landon Williams slashing toward the basket, and he puts it up and in. 44-27, North Farmington. 1:50 left in the third. Steffen with it. Steffen, cross-court Aldering. Merritt slashes toward the basket. Sends it across to Kai Anderson. Kai for 3. He got it. So back-to-back threes for Kai Anderson. Assist by Aldering. 44-30. 1:25 to go in the third. Spratt with it in the front court. Spratt to Dylan Smith, right side. Now back outside, Williams. Spratt works left baseline, and we're going to get a foul. This will be on Luke Baker, I think. That'll be number 3 on Luke. That's just the second team foul of the quarter. Orion Yant checks in for Miles Steffen for the Ducks. Yeah, the public address announcer called Yant by the name of the town with the same name, Orion, but it's Orion. 3-pointer by DJ Morgan is good. That's his second three. 47-30 North Farmington, less than a minute to go here in the third. Yant feeds Bowlhouse inside, and we get a whistle and a North Farmington foul. I think that's on Landon Williams. It is on Williams. That's his third. North Farmington has 6 three-pointers today. Free throw. Another miss for the Ducks as Bowlhouse misses the first of his 2. Steffen and Slodok come in for the Ducks. One more free throw for Bowlhouse, and Bowlhouse's second one is good. That's his 5th point. And Landon Williams is called for a violation. He stepped on the baseline while he was going to inbound the ball, and there wasn't anybody within 40 feet of him. So Zeeland West will get it. 53.4 seconds left. I think they're Anderson and Baker are trying to come in. Are the officials going to let them? They let Baker out there. And Tyler Spratt back in, replacing Morgan. For North Farmington. Ducks a little inbound underneath. And now, okay, Baker's now in. Bullhouse will inbound underneath, 53.4 seconds. I think they were trying to check something as far as the time on there. Steffen feeds Aldrich at the free throw line. Trenton Bullhouse, right corner, three, no good. Yant with the offensive rebound, and Yant had his shot rejected by Dylan Smith out of bounds. Now, Dylan Smith has certainly had an impact on this ball game with his rebounding and his defense. I don't know if he has made a college commitment or not, Dylan Smith, but he'll make a very... I think he could definitely play at the mid-major level. Three-point try by Luke Baker, no good. Rebound, Rob Smith. And Kai Anderson chases the ball down from behind, knocks it away, and Trenton Bullhouse with a steal. What a great hustle play that time. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Ducks have it. Aldrich with it to Steffen. Steffen back to Aldrich. Merritt for three left side. No good. Long rebound. Comes right back to Merritt. Merritt slashes to the basket. And Aldrich got fouled. Merritt's going to go to the line. And again, Aldrich does not have a field goal in this ball game. He's 1 of 4 from the line. That's his only point. First free throw by Aldrich is good. Now remember, the last time these teams played, Merritt hit 4 3-pointers in the fourth quarter to make it an interesting game for the Ducks. One more free throw for Merritt, who finished fourth in the Mr. Basketball balloting. Aldrich hits them both. 47-33 North Farmington. 12 seconds left in the quarter. Williams has it against Trey Slodok. Slodok had a steal and they're going to call a foul on him. Slodok bumped into Williams trying to take the ball away from him. That's team foul number 3 on the Ducks, so no free throws here. 8.4 seconds left. Williams gets the inbounds pass. Williams works to his left. Williams, cross-court feed. Three-point shot by Morgan. And he hits it at the buzzer. DJ Morgan, his third three-pointer of this game. End of the third quarter here at the Breslin Center. North Farmington 50, Zeeland West 33. You're listening to high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC and WHTC.com. Well, one quarter to go here at the Breslin Center, and Zeeland West, they are in a pretty deep hole. They trail North Farmington 50-33, and North Farmington, there's a reason why they are where they are in this game. They have outplayed the Ducks. They have been able to use their athleticism to dominate the boards. And again, they've done an excellent job of taking care of the basketball. Through three quarters, they have just 3 turnovers so far. The Ducks have committed 11. Again, the winner of this game will play Orchard Lake St. Mary, who blitzed Ann Arbor Huron earlier today, 82-42. Ducks open the fourth quarter with Aldrich, Baker, Yant, Steffen, and Bullhouse. North Farmington will have it. Inbounds pass to Rob Smith. Smith will walk it slowly into the front court. Smith to Dylan Smith right side. Now to Landon Williams. Now to Rob Smith left side. Back to Dylan Smith as they reverse it around the perimeter. Now with it is Avi Meltzer back outside to Williams. And North Armory might just milk some clock here with this lead. Williams, step back. Baseline jumper is good. Oh, my goodness. And Williams in double figures. He's got 11. 52-33 North Farmington, 7:18 left. Alderink to Luke Baker, now to Bullhouse, over to Miles Steffen right side. Now to Alderink, Merritt puts it on the floor. To Bullhouse, Baker left corner, back to Bullhouse. Bullhouse feeds inside to Steffen, and Miles puts it up, no good. Rebound, Tyler Spratt. Spratt over to Williams in the backcourt. Spratt to Meltzer, right corner. Back outside to Williams. 6:45 to play in this one. Rob Smith with it now against Steffen. And shot blocked by Steffen out of bounds as Rob Smith hit the deck. Kai Anderson back in for the Ducks, replacing Steffen. And Will McShera is in for North Farmington. 6:37 to play. Inbounds, gets away from Spratt, stolen away by Alderick. Here comes Merritt up court. Alderick slashed toward the basket, lays it up and in. That's his first field goal of the game. And it comes with 6:30 left to play. 52-35. 6:20 left. McShera with it in the front court between the rings. To Dylan Smith, back outside to Williams at the Spartan Head logo. Williams just holds the ball, works to his right against Luke Baker. Williams dumps it to Dylan Smith, right of the lane. Dylan, turnaround, up and good. Really nothing you can do to defend that one. 54-35, that's five for Dylan Smith. 5:48 to play. Aldering with it front court. Aldering cross court to Baker. Baker double team, ball deflected by Williams, and we're going to get a Zealand West foul. Fouls on Baker. That's his fourth. .5:40 left to play in this one. Baker with four fouls for the Ducks. I believe he's the only player in this game with four fouls. North Farmington with it in the front court. Williams at the Spartan Head logo. They double on him. He gets rid of it to Avi Meltzer. They swing it around. Rob Smith's got an open look for three from the corner. No good. Aldrink with the rebound. Aldrink comes up court. Aldrink takes it down the lane. Merritt puts it up. No good. Rebound. And Rob Smith. They're going to give it to North Farmington. Smith knocked the ball off Trenton Bullhouse, although David Klein doesn't agree with the call. I think Klein thought Rob Smith was out of bounds before he knocked it off of Bullhouse. Here comes North Farmington with it, just over 5 minutes to go. Spratt with it in the backcourt. Bounce pass in the front court to Rob Smith. Rob Smith will drive to the basket, puts it up, no good. Tip by Dylan Smith, no. Rebound, Kai Anderson for the Ducks. And Baron Aldrich got knocked down. Nobody saw it. Aldrich puts it on the floor. Double team, Luke Baker for three. It's an air ball, Bullhouse rebound, and Orion Yank got tossed to the deck by Tyler Spratt. And they didn't call a foul. You gotta be kidding me. We're gonna get a timeout. 4:40 to play in this one. And Corey Walters giving it to one of the officials right now. Orion Yank got absolutely thrown to the deck by Tyler Spratt. That should have been a foul. It's North Farmington 54, Zealand West 35. Timeout on the floor. Timeouts remaining. Two for the Ducks, three for North Farmington. One team foul on Zeeland West here in this fourth quarter. North Farmington doesn't have any. Possession arrow favors the Ducks on the alternating possession. In case you just joined us, North Farmington has led nearly all the way. The Ducks had a momentary lead at 8-7 in the first quarter, but that's the only time they've had the lead so far. It's been Tyler Spratt and Landon Williams leading the way so far for the Raiders, who are trying to get back to the state final for the second time in school history. In 2016, they got to the final and lost to University of Detroit Jesuit in the championship game, 69-49. The Ducks will have the ball underneath. You hear the Zeeland West fans chant, "Let's go Ducks." About 75% of the fans here in this game are what? Here's Ulrich slashing toward the basket, and Merritt up and under puts it in. That's seven for Merritt. 54-37, 4:25 left. Pressure put on in the backcourt by the Ducks. North Farmington works across the timeline. Rob Smith doubled along the baseline. And Todd Negotian will call time. With 4:19 to play, it's North Farmington 54, Zeeland West 37. You can keep up with everything MHSA on social media. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for tournament updates, event announcements, video highlights, and high school sports news from around the state. It's the best way to connect with the MHSAA every day. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics in the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Well, while Zeeland West has gotten to the semifinals, the West Ottawa Panthers are in the quarterfinals in the girls' tournament, and they'll play OK Red rival Rockford next Tuesday night. And that'll be at Granville High School, 7 o'clock tip. Long inbounds comes in to Tyler Spratt. He'll give it to Landon Williams. 4:15 to play. Williams over to Spratt. Kai Anderson comes out on him. And we get a whistle, and looks like we're going to get a foul. I think that's on Kai Anderson. No, they gave it to Trenton Bolas. I stand corrected. That on Trenton, that's his second. Second foul of the quarter. 4:09 to play. Spratt double team. Tries to dribble through the double team. And then Kai Anderson gets pushed to the deck by Spratt. On Kai Anderson, that'll be his third. They called the reach in on Kai first before Spratt pushed off. Long inbounds comes to Rob Smith in the backcourt. Smith up ahead to Williams. They trap on Williams. Now in the corner is Meltzer, and Merritt Ulrich reaches in and ties him up. Possession arrow is going to go to the Ducks. 3:56 remaining. Miles Steffen will come in for Zeeland West. In for Orion Yant. Luke Baker with 8, Miles Steffen and Merritt Ulrich each with 7 for the Ducks. Aldrich's got it right now. Over to Anderson. And Anderson's pass, and Luke Baker has it go through his hands. That's the second time today that Luke's had a pass go right through his hands out of bounds. Yeah, Luke's been terrific here in this tournament. Just having a bit of a rough day today. But big credit to North Farmington. They have outplayed the Ducks in this one. Dylan Smith with it. And as the Raiders, this is literally a four-corner offense they're working. Dylan Smith's at the top of the circle. The other four guys, they got one in each corner. And they're playing keep away right now. Spratt's got it. Over to Dylan Smith. Back outside to Spratt. They trap on Spratt. across to Williams. They're going to make the Ducks foul, and now they get a foul, and then Kai Anderson again gets pushed to the deck. .317 left to go, and Coach Nagosian brings his team over for a quick 5-second conversation. Team foul number 3 on the Ducks, so no bonus yet. Baker with 4 fouls, Anderson with 3 for the Ducks. Rob Smith, pass deflected, nearly stolen by Miles Steffen, and Smith spikes it off Bullhouse out of bounds to save the possession for the Raiders. Yant will come back in for the Ducks. Luke Baker will have a seat. 3:10 left to go here at the Breslin. Long inbounds comes to Spratt. Spratt over to Williams. They work it back across the timeline. Back to Spratt again. Over to Williams. Williams at the Spartan Head logo. 2:55 left. Now to Spratt. Spratt. And again, North Farmington playing keep away. Williams with it to Spratt. Spratt over to Williams. The Ducks trying to foul. And Williams now over to DJ Morgan. Back to Williams. 2:35 left. Williams down the lane to the basket. And he missed the shot. And then Dylan Smith is fouled from behind. I think that will be on Bullhouse. Dylan Smith will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Dylan Smith with 5 points in this one. And a few of the Zeeland West fans start to head for the exits. Free throw no good by Dylan Smith. Luke Baker will come in for Yant. Dylan Smith's second one no good. Aldrin with the rebound, his 7th of the game. 2:25 to go, 54-37. Bullhouse with it at the free throw line to Aldrin. Merritt for 3 from the top. No good. Rebound batted around and controlled by DJ Morgan of North Farmington. Here comes Williams with it. Williams over to Spratt. Spratt at the Spartan Head logo. Bullhouse reaches in and fouls him. That's number 4 on Trenton. And the Ducks over the limit with 2:04 to play. Tyler Spratt will go to the line. He has 18 points today. And he'll get a chance to play for a state championship tomorrow, but they're going to have their hands full with Orchard Lake St. Mary. They were outstanding in the other semi earlier today against Ann Arbor Huron. Spratt's first free throw rattles in and out. Yant comes in for Anderson. Anderson gets a hug from his coaches, and you got to wonder when David Klein is going to start lifting his starters. Free throw good by Spratt. That gives him 19. 55-37, North Farmington. They gave Zeeland West another point. They got to reverse. They got to change the score on that. Steffen with it. Now Aldrink. Aldrink down low. Merritt puts it up. Merritt puts it in. That's 9 for Merritt. 55-39, 1:40 left. Spratt with it, up ahead to Dylan Smith. They still haven't fixed the score yet. North Farmington playing keep away. Williams to Spratt at the Spartan Head logo. Down to 1:27 to play. Spratt with it. They come to trap on him. Spratt over to Williams. Williams on the dribble, and Orion Yant fouls him with 1:14 to play. Now they fix it. 55-39. And Ian Kleinhexel another of the seniors for the Ducks, is going to get a chance to come into the ball game. And David Klein's going to give a bunch of his guys an opportunity to play here at the Breslin. Landon Williams with two free throws. He has 11 points today. He's got 12 now. Klein Exel will come in. Orion Yant will come out. And, of course, they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that basket by Yant Tuesday night against Muskegon. Jacob McLaren, a junior, has checked in. Number 32, Keaton Hendricks, number 1, a junior, is in. Lincoln Jipping, a junior, number 11. And the Zeeland West fans rise to their feet as they give each of the seniors. Merritt Ulrich's going to be the last one to check out as Jake Lencioni comes in. Merritt wipes his nose, and he gets a hug from Coach Brian Cochran, then Corey Walters. And Merritt Aldring, who's had a sensational career, is going to see this game, his career come to an end. But he helped bring this team farther than it's ever been before. Again, never a district championship before this year, and they got to the Breslin, and that is worth celebrating. Landon Williams at the line for his second free throw. Second free throw, no good. Rebound grab by Lincoln Jipping. All aces on the clock. 56-39 North Farmington. Keaton Hendricks with it. Cross court to Lencioni. Now to Jipping at the Spartan Head logo. Lencioni left side to Jipping. Jipping gets it to Hendricks at the free throw line. They reach in on Hendricks, and we're going to get a foul called. This will be on DJ Morgan with 50.9 seconds left. Will Skaggs, a junior, 6 feet. And Landon Williams checks out of the ball game. He gets a hug from Coach Negotian. They're going to the state finals tomorrow. Fidel Dayum is in the ball game for North Farmington. So is Lawrence Woodley. So is Brandon Jackson. So is Jordan Johnson. Pass is deflected and it's stolen by Woodley. Over to DJ Morgan. 45 seconds to go. 56-39. North Farmington's going to win it. Woodley outside to Jordan Johnson. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Will Skaggs for the Ducks. Over to Lincoln Jipping. Under 30 seconds to go. And we get a whistle and a timeout, and I wonder if David Klein wants to get somebody else into the ball game here. 27.1 seconds remaining. North Farmington will improve to 24-2 on the season. The Ducks will end their season at 20-8. But if you had told me 2 weeks ago that the Ducks would be playing at the Breslin Center, one of four teams still left in the Division I tournament, I don't know if I would have bought that. But David Klein has done a remarkable job with this team. And, this is a veteran team. We told you five seniors started this ball game today. And a lot of these guys have been playing together since third and fourth grade. Of course, a couple of them will continue their careers in college next year. Merritt Aldrich, of course, at Indiana State. Miles Steffen will be at Cornerstone. Orion Yant, pick a sport, Orion. You can play football or basketball at the next level. Ducks have it. Jake Lencioni with it over to Will Skaggs. Skaggs will try a three-pointer. No good. With the rebound is Brandon Jackson. Down to 15 seconds to go. And North Farmington will probably just dribble out the remaining time. Down to 5 seconds. They feed it underneath, and putting it up and in at the buzzer is Fidel Dayum This ball game is over, and North Farmington will play Orchard Lake St. Mary in the state championship tomorrow. The final score here at the Breslin Center this afternoon: the Raiders of North Farmington, 58, the Zeeland West Ducks, 39. We're going to take a break and come back with our post-game show. You're listening to high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450, WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Breslin Center on the Michigan State University campus. Greg Chandler with you. And the tournament run for Zeeland West comes to an end this afternoon, one game short of reaching the state finals as they were defeated by the Raiders of North Farmington High, 58-39. North Farmington opened the game with seven consecutive points. The Ducks came back with eight in a row and had an 8-7 lead late in the first quarter, but that would be their only lead of the game. North Farmington kind of took control of the game after that. It was 15-11 North Farmington after the first quarter, 27-19 at the half, and then 50-33 after three quarters. And North Farmington pretty much, we told you at the top of the broadcast how good defensively they were. They came in holding their opponents to 42 points a game. Well, they did a pretty good job on the Ducks today, holding them to just 39. When we come back, we'll go over the scoring in the contest. You're listening to high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC, WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Breslin Center as they empty the arena out with the next round of games coming up in about an hour and a half or so right now. The Division II semifinal games pitting Warren Lincoln against Flint Powers and Grand Rapids Christian against Chelsea. First, take a look at the scoring in today's ball game. For the North Farmington Raiders, who are now 24-2 on the season, they were led by Tyler Spratt, their outstanding guard, who's going to be playing at Cleveland State next year. He had 19 points today, 12 in the first half, 7 in the second. Landon Williams, the point guard who will be playing at Niagara next year, he had a dozen points, and he really controlled the tempo of this ball game almost from the very start of the ball game. DJ Morgan, big today out on the perimeter. He had 3 3-point baskets as he had 9 points. Rob Smith had 4 points. Dylan Smith had 5 points, but he was a difference maker at the rim, and as he had a ton of offensive rebounds and also blocked several shots. He was he was an impact player definitely for North Farmington today. Rob Smith had 4 points today. Avi Meltzer had 3. And that's the scoring I have for North Farmington. For the Zeeland West Ducks, who finished their season with a record of 20 wins and 8 losses, they were led by Mr. Basketball finalist Merritt Aldring playing his final game. And Merritt probably wishes maybe he had a little bit better performance today, but give North Farmington credit for really limiting his touches out there. Merritt had 9 points. He had 3 field goals, all of them in the fourth quarter. He was also 3 out of 6 from the foul line. He also had 8 rebounds and also had several assists where, you know, he set up his teammates. Luke Baker had 8 points. Miles Steffen had 7. Kai Anderson had 6. Trenton Bullhouse had 5. And Orion Yant had 4. And that was it for the Ducks in terms of their scoring. We'll be back to wrap things up here from the Breslin Center after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Back with you one final time at the Breslin Center at Michigan State University. And we bring the 2023-24 boys basketball season to a close here at the Breslin today. But it's been a great season. We've seen some great individual performances. You know, Merritt Aldring, of course, you know, had that great year where he became a finalist for the Mr. Basketball Award, but we saw some other really outstanding players over the course of the season. We saw guys like JT McElwain at Hamilton and Lane Risden and BJ Walker at Zeeland East and Jacob Van Hecken at Holland High, Luke Mishmerheisen and Caleb Karsten at Holland Christian. You know, and it even extends to the girls that we saw. And, you know, who better than the Miss Basketball finalist, Gabby Reynolds, who is still playing and will be playing next Tuesday night for the Panthers against Rockford in the Division I quarterfinals. Zeeland West with Jordan Klassen. Zeeland East with Lizzie Risden, who's a rising star, Lane's sister. Caitlin Gurick at Hamilton, Cammy Vandenbosch, and Adeline Nyhoff at Holland Christian. I mean, we saw a lot of great individual talents this year, and it was an honor to bring these games to you all season long. We'd like to thank many folks for helping us with our broadcast this year. We'd like to thank all the athletic directors and administrative assistants from our member schools. We'll start with Zeeland West, Athletic Director Jordan Banstra, Administrative Assistant Leslie Brookhouse at Zeeland East. Athletic Director Josh Glerm, Administrative Assistant Gina Brookheis at Holland High, Blake Bowler, the AD, Jen Hart, the Administrative Assistant at Holland Christian, Dave Engbers, the Athletic Director, and Administrative Assistant Jennifer Beery at Hamilton, Athletic Director Eric Talsman, Administrative Assistant Connie Yonker, and at West Ottawa, Athletic Director Bill Kennedy and Administrative Assistant Karen Dykema. So thanks to all you guys for all your help this season, as well as your coaching staffs and your support staff. Thanks to our many producers. Today it was Hayden Baker running the board today for our broadcast, but thanks to Hayden Baker, Brian Spencer, Adam Cameron, Gary Stevens, Brent Allen, Dan Evans, Maura McCoy, all helped us out over the football and basketball seasons with our broadcast. And thanks also to our station manager, Stefan Vandermolen, who he coordinated all our sales. Thanks to our many sponsors who supported our high school broadcast this season. And if you listen to any of our broadcasts this year, make sure you pay a visit to one of our sponsors and thank them for their support of local high school sports. Most of all, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. Not just today, but all season long. And don't forget it, you can listen to any of our past high school football and basketball broadcasts in the podcast section at WHTC.com under podcasts. That will do it from the Breslin Student Event Center at Michigan State University for the 23-24 boys basketball season. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score this afternoon, the Raiders of North Farmington High School, 58. The Zeeland West Ducks, 39.
You've been listening to coverage of the 2024 Michigan High School Athletic Association Boys Basketball Tournament Championships on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. Today's games have been brought to you in part by Central Park Law, Glenda's Lakewood Flowers, OK Tire Stores, Van Wieren Hardware, Holland Aquatic Center, Sales Heating and Cooling, and Hop Insurance Agency. Thank you for listening to High School Tournament Basketball on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.